Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just a...
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, a dad's point of view. You can email me at bruce@brucesalin.com. That's Bruce and Salin, S-A-L-L-A-N, like in sams.com. Or you can tweet and follow me at Bruce Salin. It is time for Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams. Pastor Drew Sams, or Dr. Sams as he's also known now, has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the last 6 years, and he just received his doctorate from George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. Pastor Drew and his wife, Erica, and their new baby, Judah Andrew, live in Westlake Village, California. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Always good to be back. I've gotten a few hours since I last talked to you of sleep.
Oh, congratulations. So how is baby Judah Andrew doing?
Boy, he's doing great. We're coming up on 6 weeks, and he's growing. He had his first smile this week.
Is he over 10 pounds?
He just passed the 10-pound mark, and I think that's why he smiled. He's finally no longer in like the 10th percentile. He was a little guy starting out.
So is he crying as much?
He's crying more than last week. But supposedly, I'm learning all this stuff. They say at about 6 weeks, that's kind of the max of how much they're going to be fussy and crying, and hopefully it's going to get better from here on out. We'll see.
Well, in my experience, it lasted 3 months, and then it was over. So I hope it'll be over. Did you listen to the segment we had with Dr. Sears about colic?
My wife and I listened to it together, so yeah. We took some good notes, and we're making some changes. And yeah, it was great, really good. Great. Thanks for pointing me to that.
Well, you're welcome. So a family downsizing is a column I wrote, as you know, this week about how my family dynamic is changing with the loss of some family members in the form of dogs and my older son, Arnie, going away to college. So we are looking at some financial impact, but probably a little bit more some emotional impact. And I know my older son and I, who happen to be very close, we're both going through some real emotions as he's about to head off to school. So I'd love your thoughts on it. As the youth pastor, you must have been dealing with both the financial and emotional impacts of these sort of changes many times. So please, what are your thoughts?
Boy, this is a recurring theme in the years that I've spent working with families. And of course, at this time of the year, as we get towards the end of the school year, this comes up a lot. In fact, this past week, I had lunch with a dad who his youngest child is about to leave for
his
college.
His youngest.
So this is the last one. They will now be empty nesters officially. They had 5 kids.
And, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so imagine 7 plus the animals.
Wow.
And now they're down and all the animals have passed away. So all the way down to 2, that's downsizing. You know, that's going from a sprawling ranch to an apartment.
Yeah, it really is.
So one of the things that he told me, which was very interesting, I think this doesn't get talked about much. He says, you know, I'm in the process of transitioning from having a parent-child relationship to a parent-adult relationship with my...
Adult children.
With my adult children, exactly. Mm. And he said, that's very different. And he says, you know, my first 4 kids, when they moved out of the house, I was still parenting them like they were children. And I think in some ways, he said, I pushed them away a little too much. And so now I'm learning how to be more of a, when they come to me, I'll give them advice rather than putting my foot in every situation and maybe messing things up too much.
Very, very interesting. I mean, he had the blessing of so many kids to really learn. Most families of 1 or 2 don't have a whole lot of a learning curve to change and improve with.
Yeah, here's an interesting thought, too. This is now on the other end when you upsize. So I just upsized my family, right?
Yes.
We're going through a lot of changes, and I had a friend tell me, they said, you know, when we upsized, is the language I'll use, listen to this. He said, my wife and I had a memorial service, a funeral for the things that we would no longer experience anymore. And he said that really helped to kind of bury those things and put it away because now we're about to enter a new life and this new stage. And I was thinking about downsizing. I wonder, this is a thought, I wonder what our listeners might think, if you were to have a memorial service or a funeral for the things that will no longer happen so that you can then move on into this new stage of whether it's empty nesting or downsizing. I think sometimes that might give us closure.
I like the idea without using the funeral label.
Yeah, I know, because that's kind of
maybe
heavy.
more of us because it's not a funeral, just has a negative overlay. But I think a ceremony or even a celebration.
There you go.
to me, is a really interesting idea, because in our case, it is a celebration. Our son is going to a really fine school, the only college he applied to, the Berklee College of Music. And I suspect my younger son, at least if he continues on the path that he's on presently, will also go to a fine school. He's desires to go to NYU. The fact that both of them will leave me broke is not quite on their minds, but they will be going to good schools. So it is a celebration more than a funeral, for sure.
I agree.
But the other thing that is not usually talked about by the men or dads is the whole empty nest thing. Is hitting me, I know, much harder than my wife, because number one, she is the stepmom to my boys, and number two, I've been the stay-at-home parent for the majority of their lives. So I am going through what many moms, stay-at-home moms especially, do, and it is really affecting me. I've been in a weird mood the last few weeks, and I can't even fully place why, and I'm wondering, is it related to this?
You know, very well could be, and I think a lot of people experience this when maybe they transition out of the sports world, for example. We talked about this a couple weeks ago with Junior Seau, when people retire. I think a lot of times we place our identity so much in what we do in our occupation, and you have had such a wonderful vocation and occupation of being a dad, caring for his kids. And being a stay-at-home dad. And so here, as that's kind of becoming a new season in your life, that identity that you've had for so long is kind of transitioning into still a dad, but a different expression of what it means to be a father for them. So I think being able to process that, to talk about that with people, with your spouse, even with your kids, I think it's so healthy.
Well, I'm doing that, and my wife and I are talking about it, and one of the things I wrote about in the column was the fact that I thought that this was an opportunity to invigorate my marriage, because what happens, I think, in many marriages is a lot of focus is on the kids, obviously, but then the other thing that happens is, for a whole host of reasons, good and bad, we have ended up leading, to some degree, separate lives. She has her work life, her social life, her golf life. I don't golf. I have my work life and social life in social media and the parenting job that I've had. And we share skiing and we share dinners together, obviously. But now we're going to have this opportunity to kind of renew our marriage, which is still a fresh one. We're only married 3.5 years. So,
I think it's a wonderful idea. And I think that no matter how long somebody's married, it's so easy to be so focused on something else, whether it's work or hobbies or kids, that when those things aren't there anymore and you look back at each other, you think, wow, you've really just kind of become a roommate in some ways.
Right, and who are you?
Yeah, I don't know you anymore. So I think that's wonderful that you're choosing to do that.
Well, I'm a little scared, frankly. But I love my wife, and we are certainly largely on the same page on most things, but our lives have grown a little bit separate, and I will take this opportunity to make a better effort on our marriage. Okay, well, we are nearly out of time.
Boy, it goes by too quick all the time.
As always, I so enjoy having you on our show. Please tell our listeners where they can find you.
Okay, well, drewsams.com is where I'm going to be blogging as soon as I put down the baby's bottle.
you still haven't had a chance?
I haven't. Here's the great thing, though. I've got some videos that I've put together, put it to music, and so I'm going to be posting some of those this week.
Oh,
Life
please,
with Judah.
Please.
You're going to enjoy it.
Yeah. In fact, if you think of it, send me the links. I would love to see it. And make sure you back up all that stuff and copy it onto another hard drive. You don't want to lose those precious memories.
I've thrown it up in the cloud and on the hard drive. So
good.
Wherever
good.
It is, it's backed up.
All right, my friend, thank you so much. I'll talk to you, God willing, next week.
Great.
Okay, it is time for another break. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen. You can email me at bruce@brucesalen.com, and we will be back for Professor Ellen Breeman.
Most men are like me. They struggle in...